Maryland Coulter Fish and Biting Historical Team. It's August 24th at 10:39 a.m. We're speaking with Lynette Daniels, who is a nurse at the plant. And Lynette, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been a nurse here, and what some of your good memories have been about here?
Okay, I came here February 85, shortly after nursing school. Basically, all I knew was what they taught us in a book. Mm-hmm. When I came in and they were orientating me, it was like learning nursing all over again, because everything I learned about in the hospital did not even exist here. I had to learn to do things in a primitive way, like make my own Q-tips, make Steri-strips. There were a lot of things they didn't have, and then there were things that they used that made no rational sense on why they worked, but they did. So it was like learning a new kind of medicine.
What was something that they used that worked, didn't make sense?
We had this jar of this brownish green greasy stuff called Iodex, and people wanted it on their joints and wrapped with an ACE bandage before they started work. When I looked up what Iodex was, it was Vaseline and iodine, and it had nothing to do with joint pain, but the people could not work without it.
It was a mental thing.
It was. They would come in and get their knees greased, their hands greased, their elbows greased, and we'd wrap it up with tape, and then they're ready to work. We used to have them lined up before the line would start.
For Iodex.
They couldn't work without it. And then we had this concoction called rhubarb and soda. And we couldn't run on Mondays without rhubarb and soda because it got rid of hangovers.
Oh, really?
And then there was nothing in a prescription or medicine book that said it worked. But if we didn't have it, we would have a riot. There were times when we were out of it, and they were like, we had to call security to get them out of here because they were upset. They needed their rhubarb and soda. So things like that, where it was a different kind of medicine here, where certain things that made no sense worked.
Maybe. So those are more or less like grandma's home remedies.
We did a whole lot of grandma's home remedies and a lot of grandma's make your own equipment.
Really?
You know, like we were using Bunsen burners to make Steri-strips to make them stick.
Why?
We would sit when it was slow and take these wooden sticks and put cotton on them and make our own Q-tips.
Oh my God.
We didn't have packaged medication. We had to sit there and count it, put it in envelopes. Mm-hmm. It was very primitive.
Very primitive. What would you say would be the biggest change since you've been in the medical department?
The biggest change?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest change, and I don't necessarily see it as a good change, is when I first came here, we worked under doctor's orders, and we were more like practitioners, where if you came in and you were hurting, mm-hmm. I could actually take care of you and give you the medication you need, order your physical therapy, refer you out to a doctor, mm-hmm. you know, give you prescription meds, where now I'm treated like, well, I shouldn't say treated like, now that's been taken away, where when you come in now, all I can do is, okay, Marilyn, sorry you hurt, here's an ice pack, go back to work. That's the biggest change to mm-hmm. me.
So,
and that's because of, you know, OSHA recordability has become so, mm-hmm. such a big deal, where it's hard for us to treat you like we did in the past, where we used to try to take care of you so that you really could go back to work or get better in
so
a few days.
So government laws, things that are actually supposed to
be good for you have made
the process longer, mm-hmm. and which causes a lot of difficulty between you and the employees, I guess.
Yes, it has. Because now there's a certain group of employees that don't really know us that think that we don't know what we're doing as a result.
I see.
So that's a sad change.
Well, what's one of the good changes?
That we have new equipment that's up to date. That you don't have to look in a history book to figure out what the heck it is.
Well, that's good. I know that now you guys, now how long have you been with the union? I know
we unionized in 95.
95? So that's like 10 years after. Was there a big change once that came in?
Yes. All for the better.
There's a smile there.
Yes.
So what would you say was probably one of the best things that happened with you having the union come in?
all of the nurses were treated equal, where before it was, you know, if you weren't mommy's favorite or if you're mommy's favorite, there were no rules for us. There could be situations where I have an issue outside of work, I take a vacation day, another person has an issue outside of work, they were given excuse time. It brought us together closer in pay, gave us the same opportunities for continuing our education or certifications. It just brought about the equality that we needed in our department.
Now, is there a building rotation still with the nurses now, or are all the houses, because I know we have, at the Lansing site, the nurses used to rotate sometime from different buildings.
Yeah, when we became unionized and seniority counts, now you pick where you work in the shift, you work by seniority.
So before you just...
You went where they told you.
And could that change day to day or week to week?
It could change day to day, week to week. And if you weren't mommy's favorite anymore. Because they get to know you. This is an old regime that is no longer here, but they would get to know you. And they'd know your likes and dislikes, and when they wanted to punish you, they snatch one out of the bag. But when we unionized, they weren't able to. So it made working conditions a lot better for us. Less stressful, and you could predict what was going to happen tomorrow where before.
You didn't know. You came out, you were in school right prior?
I was out of school maybe 6 months before I came here.
Ah, so you grew up here basically then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah, I learned most of what I know about nursing from the nurses that had been here previous years.
Was there a nurse that was a seniority nurse here that you might have said that was, you might have learned the most from or helped you out the most or taught you the ropes?
Dr. Spagg's sister, Mary Fabiano.
And she was a nurse then, she taught you the most. Oh. So, I know like working on the line, we always have like new hire initiations that people do for you, or it might have been our own little subculture on how we treated that. How would you say yours was?
It was more like the new nurse or the baby nurse gets all the, excuse me, shit jobs. like if a difficult patient came in, the nurses that had been here for years, they'd like, oh, it's time to take a break, and they'd leave you out there. So it was kind of a, and we still do that.
Really? So that's still carried on.
Oh yeah, it's a tradition.
What would you say? Okay, we'll take a break for a second. Now you said you came here right out of nursing school. What made you come in here versus going to a hospital?
Now that's a good story. When I was in nursing school, I worked in Sparrow's lab, you know, to make money, and it was drawing blood. And when I was learning to draw blood, they give you the easier patients, which are like the pre-op where you get your blood work done before your surgery. So this woman came in, I drew her blood, and she was just chit-chatting with me, asking me, you know, are you in school, what are you doing? So when I told her I was in nursing school, she told me to come to GM and apply for a job. She said, you'll really like that type of nursing. And she said, and you're really good with a needle. You should just check out industrial nursing. And I hadn't even gotten into the program yet, the nursing program. I was just working on my prerequisites. And that stayed in my mind the whole time I was in nursing school, was that I'm going to go to GM. Mm-hmm. So when I got my license, came right downstairs, asked for an application. They gave it to me. I filled it out. Somebody took it. And maybe 2-3 months later, they called.
Mm-hmm. So then I guess when you said industrial nursing, is that some different type of schooling that you had to do versus regular school? It's just called
No, it's different as... cardiology nursing, pediatric nursing, okay. Industrial nursing.
Okay, I didn't know if there was specifics that you had to know for that. Now, I would have to say, can you tell me what might have been one of the, without naming names, naturally, of course, but what might have been one of the funnier cases you've ever had in the hot and come to your station?
Let me think. I really can't right off the...
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes the things that are funny aren't really funny. You know how you can find humor in something that's not funny?
Yeah.
So, not really.
Yeah. I know I used to work in, I asked that because I used to work at an emergency room for a minute. And some things are funny. People bringing whole branches and stuff like that. But let's see, the other question I was going to ask you was, so what would you say, I know sometimes we've had certain things go on here. Now, you guys have to go out on emergency staff sometimes. Have you had to do that before? So what would you say would have been the worst?
Yeah, I don't know if it was the worst, but it was trying to make the situation, the one where I felt we had to make a bad situation work out was a time when a guy was above the ovens using a shop vac to blow off some type of piping. The vac started to fall because he was sitting on the edge and his impulse was to grab for it. And he wasn't thinking, and when he went to grab for it, he fell down on top of the ovens. And we had to, it was during a downtime, so of course they called and we had to get him down to medical. And we had, and that was still when we were improving our equipment. We still were working with things that were like, what do you do with it? And we had a backboard with no straps. Because, you know, he had neck involvement and we didn't know how we were going to get him down. And we had these areas where the stairwells weren't that wide. And they were really steep, and we had to carry him on a backboard with no straps. So I duct taped him.
Ah, once again, the many miracles of duct tape.
I duct taped his head off. He was like a mummy. And we duct taped him down and carried him down like that.
Awesome. Well, can you think of any other things you'd like to share with us? Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Awesome. Do I need